Good morning, and welcome to our morning prayer service for May the 6th. I am Reverend Richard Boley, and it is my blessing to be with you this morning as we come together greeting the light of this new day. As always, I'd like to invite you to join with me in the responsive and unison pieces that are printed in bold. I will offer them both for the benefit of this recording, but do participate if you are able. Also, if you have a candle, bring it to wherever you are to help to create that holy space as we welcome the Holy Spirit into our midst. And now, let us light this candle together. As we greet this day, as we greet the light of Christ that lives within each of us, it is with us after the sun goes down, and it is with us through the night. It is with us now as we greet the light of this day. We light this candle as a symbol of the light that lives in us, that light that guides us from every beginning of our day to the end of all our days. Guide us, O Christ, we pray. And now I'd like you to join me as we read through our first reading. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. As we reflect on the words of this psalm, a reminder of God's steadfast love for us, God's constancy in our lives, let us allow the music to move over us as the Holy Spirit does. Now let us offer together our prayer of confession, because we know our brokenness and our sins so well. We try to hide them from God, forgetting that God knows us so well. Let us pray together. Holy God, you call us together to reflect on your word and our life in your world. So often in our lives, we go about our day without a thought of you. Forgive us when we forget to include you in the new creation that is this day. Help us to see the path that you have placed at our feet this day. Give us the courage to walk in your way. Be with us now as we pray together, as we discover your word together, that we may hear your voice and understand your way. This we pray through Christ, our constant companion. Amen. Hear now the assurance of God's love. Each day we are born anew in God's creation. Each day, we are born again from the love of God's own heart. Each day, we are given the opportunity to walk in a new way. Thanks be to God for such a love as this. Now let us offer together, or now let us hear the words of the Apostle Paul from the first letter of the Corinthians. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the house of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. These words of Paul to the people of Corinth should resonate with us as well. We often look at the various denominations and where we belong and forget that ultimately we belong to Christ. Let us reflect on that in the silence of this moment. We open ourselves now to the one who lives and moves within us, one who knows us in and out, who knows our sins, our goodness, our worries, and our joys. Hear, O God, the prayers of your people. We pray for our world, for all who continue to feel like we are in the midst of some sort of limbo as we wait to move from where we were to where we're called to go. This is an uncertain place. It is a place that can breed anxiety and frustration, and out of those feelings, we can act rashly. Move in your people, O God. Calm our restless spirits. Move in the leaders of this world and give them wisdom. Help us all to be patient as we continue to wait, as we continue to isolate. Hear, O God, our prayers for the world that needs to hear your shepherd's voice, a world that is lost, that is longing to be found. Hear our prayers in the silence of this moment. We pray for our communities, this community of Fredericton and our community of faith at St. Paul's United Church. For Fredericton, we pray for all those essential workers who continue to do the hard work that has gotten us this far. Give them strength when they are weak. Give them rest when this work wears them down. Help them to know how deeply grateful that we are for the work that they have done, continue to do, and will do in the days ahead. We pray for our kindred in our community of faith. Together we are the body of Christ. Together we are the church. And though separated by time and space, we are united in the Spirit. We are thankful for the ways that we can continue to come before you, O God, in prayer and in praise. We are thankful for the ways that we can continue to explore your world together. We also pray for those of our members who are struggling with illness this day, whether it is mental illness or physical illness. We ask that you wrap your arms around them and give them relief. This isolation, though it will do much to ensure that others do not contract the virus, fills many of us with anxiety. Loneliness can be a debilitating thing. And so we pray and we ask that you be with all those who feel alone in this time. For those of our members who are in hospital, unable to see their families, hear our prayers and be present with them. For all those who call St. Paul's United home and are feeling homesick, we pray. Help to make these virtual spaces as significant as the worship spaces we are used to. Help us to be the church in the midst of this pandemic, to build something strong for when we see each other face to face. Hear, O God, our prayers for our communities. In the midst of our praying, we do not forget ourselves. You know what we need, O God. This time weighs us down, and we need your strength to get back up. The uncertainty stands on all sides of us like walls, and we need your courage to break through. Because tomorrow can seem so much like today. We need your hope to see the possibilities of your new creation and our part in it. We give thanks, O God, for your holy presence in our lives as a constant companion. We give thanks for this day, for this light, and for this breath. We give thanks for you, O God, for one another, and for ourselves. And now, with our hearts open, we offer up those prayers that are too deep for words, but long to find voice. Hear them in the silence of this moment. These are the prayers of your people. Prayers spoken and unspoken, we lift them to you in the silent or in one prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The light of a candle is fleeting, but your light, O Christ, shines on. Guide us from this moment through all our moments. guide us from this day through all our days. This we pray in your name, O Christ, light in our lives. Amen. Now go. Go into this day and the rest of this week with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs, to be carried to those places where God is already at work. Amen.